We bring you the newest and most talked about movies that are coming to theater this week. It is weekly premiere. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Marley.
It's good to have guests in the house. Yesterday we had two guests.
I heard, people I know. Yeah.
An Young-jin producer is one of your like office mates, I think.
He comes to the office once in a while.
Right, twice a week. Did you go to his VIP premiere?
I couldn't because I was working very far.
So. Right. So how are you doing?
Doing good. Feel good because I had a good sleep last night.
Oh, you did? Yeah. And today, it's November 4th. Maybe. And it's going to mark important turning point for Korean film industry.
Yeah, well, not sure if that's good for Korean film industry, but at least we have one more choice for OTT.
Mm-hmm. I mean, as a viewer, it's a good thing, but
Apple TV
for creators, it
finally came to Korea.
Intimidating. Yeah, Apple TV just launched, right?
Today, isn't it?
Yeah. So if you log in, you can watch.
I'm not sure. I haven't tried. I have not tried. It's 9,901 per month, and you get to share with four different people, and you can use six different gadgets.
So which is a better deal than other OTT platform, I think. Actually, it's 6,801. It's a little bit cheaper than Netflix and other streaming services. And they only...
I'm sorry. You're right. I was talking about the Disney Plus.
Oh, right. So it has a... competition-wise, I think they have a good starting point. But I don't know, because they only have original contents. That's what they do, right?
Apparently they do, yes. Apple TV makes their own contents. In fact, when they're launching in Korea today, they have actually Korean content directed by Kim Ji-hoon, Dr. Brain.
Right. So what did you think about that? Do you think it's it looks promising? I haven't watched it.
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't know if I want to subscribe to it just to watch that. But I mean, something very new for Korea because we don't know too much about what they have. In Apple TV, all the contents. And I think, you know, they should actually talk about more what they have than the new product, that Korean product, because Koreans do like Korean contents, but they also would like to watch other things too, because very diverse audiences we have here.
So we have another streaming service, Disney Plus, is coming next week. Is it 12th? So it's a week after next week. Oh, it's next week. So yeah, let's talk about pros and cons. If you have to subscribe one, which one would you go for?
Am I allowed to say that? But thing is, I mean, I usually don't have time to watch series because once I get into it, I have to watch the whole thing. Then it takes me a long time. It took me 4 or 5 days to watch Squid Game, whereas most of the people watch in one day, right?
So I
usually try to watch movies rather than series. And I hope that Disney Plus has more movies than series,
right?
You know, because that's what they are. And do you want to hear something funny? Not funny, but Disney was trying to buy Netflix.
Oh, they are or they
were,
will?
They were.
They but, were, I
but
say.
Netflix said, no, we're not going to sell. That's why they bought 20th Century Fox.
I see. So,
and at the time, Disney was not too into making local contents everywhere. So basically, I had a deal with 20th Century Fox for a few movies. And because of a Disney merger, it was canceled. So I have a little bit of pain there. But now Disney realized that, you know, with the Squid Games and other things that Netflix performs in Asia, they feel that they should do local contents also. So they probably will start with some Korean contents here too.
So what kind of contents, like, you know, Korean dramas are they bringing into?
I don't know yet. Launching? I don't know. I wasn't looking into it, but they do have something, I think.
Right. I think they have two or three, including Blackpink, the movie. I think it's one of them.
So they're going for a younger audience.
Yeah, definitely. So which one do you think it's more would be more competitive in Korean for Korean audiences?
I
because Korea has a lot of Afro fans, like almost like slave level.
Yeah,
you know?
but not as much as other countries, because mm-hmm. we do have a lot of other phones that we could buy that Korea makes. Mm-hmm. So not like Japan or other places. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. Apple following is big, but not as big as other mm-hmm. other countries. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if they have limitations on what devices you can use. Mm-hmm. But I heard that you could actually log on to it with the other computers. But we'll see.
So how do you see the future of theaters right now? I mean, it's not positive. Apparently, we have two more giant...
You went to a theater last night. How full was it?
It was okay. Yeah, surprising, because we have this, bargain deal.
Right.
Korean Film Council.
Well, obviously, we were going to introduce the Eternal, so we both went to see at different places, but mm-hmm. my theater was full.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It was about 70% for me.
So I had to gulp down a hot dog before I go in, but mm-hmm. Because I was in a theater that did not allow food, mm-hmm. but you were in a theater that allowed food.
Yeah, because I think that started like 2 days ago.
It's called Vaccine Pass Theater, uh-huh. and they still have the ones that people going who's not fully vaccinated. But I was fully vaccinated, but it was a playing time. It was that I had to go into that, and I don't mind, you know, because you don't have anybody next to you, so.
Mm-hmm. Right, so you don't think this sort of streaming war would affect Korean movie theaters?
You know, I always say this to people when mm-hmm. they talk about, oh, there's not going to be a cinema anymore, mm-hmm. it's all going to be like OTT and stuff. Mm-hmm. But then they should not have any football stadiums. Mm-hmm. Well, they can watch it on TV.
Right. I mean, yeah, it's a logical argument. But
you know what? It's a similar experience, trust me.
Do you think?
Yep.
Because the level of passion is a little bit different with movie fans and sports fans.
You know, there are amplifications when you watch movies, when you watch it with other people, mm-hmm. especially comedies and sad movies.
Right.
You know, you actually laugh with other people. It makes you more mm-hmm. enjoyable than mm-hmm. laughing by yourself.
True. That's true. I mean, I'm a huge fan of movie theaters. I go to theater at least 3 times a week. At least. That's at least. And it never changed.
But one thing definite is mm-hmm. there will be a definite, I mean, choices where the movies that you see on OTT and movies that you go to the theaters.
Right, preference. There's got to be like definite preference. Yeah. That's for sure. Okay.
Arirang.
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 Arirang. Arirang Radio.
The first movie we're about to unravel is a big one. One of those Marvel
The movies. Long-awaited Eternals.
Right. So it was supposed to be released last year, I think. No? I thought it has been pushed.
Yeah, well, like everything else, it's been pushed.
Right, right. And, so we both saw it last night in different areas. But I don't know. We had very different viewing experiences.
No, I shouldn't say very long. I mean, very different. Mm-hmm. But the movie was very long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 2 hours and 38 minutes. I mean, why do they do
was
that?
I thought it was almost 3 hours.
Almost after previews and whatnot.
I kind of had to go to the bathroom in the middle. So I try not to drink before.
Right, right. But I don't know. I mean, I think it tends to be like get longer and longer every year. They used to make it under 2 hours, like barely.
Right.
But now it's every Marvel movie.
You know, in old days, when movies are about 3 hours long, they mm-hmm. they usually have a time in the middle.
Intermission.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, they used to have them.
Even in movie theaters? I mean, they do for musicals
and
stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Then, you know, Ben-Hur, they had an intermission. Uh-huh. I think the Tenth Commandment or something like that. Old movies, they used to have intermissions.
Right. Oh, that's interesting.
Didn't Titanic have intermission? No.
No.
Okay, that was the first movie that is like almost 3 hours long that didn't have intermission. Uh-huh. But when you go to India, their movies are around 3 hours.
Right, Bollywood movies.
They always have intermission.
Ah, I see.
Yeah. So, and they actually produce a movie to expect intermission, so they mm-hmm. kind of end it with an expectation of what's mm-hmm. going to happen next.
Right. Oh, that's kind of fun. But that's not good for theater owners, though, right?
I guess not. They don't like long movies.
Right. So this is the first Marvel movie directed by Chloe Zhao, who received Academy Award for her Nomadland. this year.
Nomadland, yeah.
So many people were very excited to see her first Marvel creation. And for us, as Korean audience, we were more excited because Ma Dong-seok.
Don Lee.
Yeah, Don Lee stars in this feature.
He's actually first Korean superhero.
Oh, does it make him the first?
Korean superhero.
Right. Okay. Right.
You can't say Asian because mm-hmm. there was Shang-Chi and mm-hmm. other things.
Right. So, Ma Dong-seok is his pseudonym? His last name is Lee, right?
I think his real name is Don Lee. He actually comes from States.
Right. He used to be a health trainer or something.
Yeah, health trainer.
Right. So, what is it about?
It's about...
it's pretty complicated, right?
It's about the creation of the mankind and also creation of the universe, actually. Mm-hmm. And there's a being called Sentinels. Mm-hmm. And they were sent to the stars. Mm-hmm. And they stay there until there's enough people. Mm-hmm. And they suck their energy or whatever. And mm-hmm. then they become...
Deviants.
No. Mm-hmm. And then they become...
Right?
They fully grown and mm-hmm. then actually the planet gets destroyed and everybody dies on there, and where the new Sentinel is born, mm-hmm. he gets to create many, many other planets. Mm-hmm. So in a way, it actually is a start of a new galaxy. Mm-hmm. But thing is, you have to kill everybody on the planet. Mm-hmm. So in order to help the growth of the population, they start sending something called deviants or mm-hmm. start attacking people.
Right.
Now, they create another thing, other breed called Eternals to actually stop deviants from mm-hmm. hurting people. Mm-hmm. But you find out later on that mm-hmm. There's actually a twist.
Right.
Yeah,
yes,
at the end.
Yes. So what did you think about the cast members?
I thought they were great. Mm-hmm. Except I thought Angelina Jolie would be the real main character, but she wasn't.
Right, she's one of supporting characters, actually.
She was basically, supporting. I don't know why then she's standing in the middle.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of brave choice because with other Marvel movies, they tend to cast younger actors and actresses. Mm-hmm. But, with Salma Hayek and Angelina Jolie, with Ma Dong-seok, they tend to be a little bit relatively older than the usual Marvel actors and actresses.
Right.
But did you like it, though?
I was watching it as a learning the universe because there will be more series of Eternals, and I think that's probably why it was a little slow. You probably feel slow because mm-hmm. it was basically teaching you about the universe and building up the characters and things like that. So mm-hmm. I know many people are disappointed there aren't too much action. Mm-hmm. But I was just watching it as if I was watching an art film.
Mm-hmm. I think this movie is very splitted. I mean, receives it's receiving very splitted
Unfortunately,
reviews.
It's not getting very good reviews in the States. I think it was on Rotten Tomato. Mm-hmm. I think it was the first Marvel movie that got the spoiled tomato, the green.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Only 50-something percent. Uh-huh.
The most talked about issue is a matter of pace. I think the pace for this kind of film is too slow. But that's what she does, when you watch Chloe Zhao's Nomadland. But it was a perfect in that movie because it's a road movie and it had a lot of meditative characters in it.
Yeah.
But it's a different kind of film. And I thought it would have been so much better if it was a little bit shorter. Maybe bit under 2 hours, make it compact.
Right.
And then with this multiple characters, it's kind of, messy.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to follow the story.
Also, there's a controversy. I mean, there is a part where a bombing of Hiroshima.
Oh, right. I don't know what to make of that. In some way, I don't think it's problematic. Because, it's about time we talk about it, right?
Like, so they're openly. Making, the bomber U.S. Monster mm-hmm. and Japanese as a the victim. Mm-hmm. But I think there's a lot of controversy because, mm-hmm. I mean, why did they get that? Mm-hmm. That needs to be discussed. And I think a lot. And also, mm-hmm. it's a black guy who actually says, oh, why did I do this, right?
Right. Because he's the inventor
in
the movie.
Right.
Okay. So, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not really sure how well this movie is going to do in Korea. But apparently, I saw about 70% of the movie theater was full last night. And then you said it's almost full. You had a full house. So I think it's doing pretty well.
It was a small theater, but I think it will probably do okay, pretty well in the beginning because of there's a Korean character in it. Korean actor, not a character, but I don't think it will have legs because Korean people, they can't really stand slow movies.
Yeah, with many others.
Especially when they expect something from Marvel films, many actions and things like that.
Right. All right. Now, let's move on to our second film, which is relatively smaller, but I think it made some impact when it was released.
It did, and it's being released maybe a year after it was originally released in States.
I see.
Because it was released last year.
It was supposed
to be released by Paramount, but because of the pandemic, they sold it to Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it opened, through Hulu only, but it did actually raise a lot of critical claims, but the movie, you know, which portrays Billie Holiday and her fight, you know, with the Black Rights Movement.
Right.
And they, you know, it's the McCarthy days where, you know, the communists, you know, anti-communist, and they think the drugs and the black people are the evil of the society, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So she actually sings a song called Strange Fruit. And the white people try to stop her from singing, but they cannot. So what they do is they get her for drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a heroin addict, I guess.
Right.
And her reason for doing that is in order to sing the Strange Fruit song, you need so much courage.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she was doing drugs, she says.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be so high to sing that song.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a continuous battle between drugs and the movement and her life.
Mm-hmm.
She spends some time in jail and comes back.
So actually, you might think this film, The United States versus Billie Holiday, as typical autobiographical film, but actually this is not. The film only focuses on this very specific phase of her life in relation to that specific song with racial discourse and, racial movement.
Mostly, yes. And it's actually based on a book called Chasing the Scream, The First and Last Days of the War on Drugs.
Mm-hmm. You know what? To me, Billie Holiday, you have some relation to Billie Holiday to me. So you guys are...
Like how?
My first Billie Holiday album, I bought it when I was in elementary school or something like that. Right after I watched Piano Man.
That's
which was produced by you.
That's right. The movie talks about Billie Holiday.
Right. So, was it your idea?
No, it wasn't. It was in the script.
Oh, I see.
The director of Piano Man, he's very, very, he knows a lot about music.
Yeah, that's what I
And he actually did the music
thought.
Himself, actually,
mm-hmm.
on that movie. Mm-hmm. And he actually plays the piano.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a very talented person.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. This very first encounter with Billie Holiday was introduced by you.
Thank you.
And I had...
I didn't know.
I bought several more Billie Holiday albums after. So what did you think about this movie? I mean, this is not typical.
I think the script was kind of everywhere, but the acting was just absolutely great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Andra Day, her performance is just great. And then, I mean, it looks wise, they're not splitting image.
It kind of looks,
you know, original Billie Holiday is a little bit more pointier nose, but her voice was almost the same.
Is it?
Oh, man. She was, and also especially singing. I don't know whether she sang it herself, but...
she's a singer, you know?
Singing was great.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she's a very talented singer, and that's what she started. And then
She won the Golden Globe for this, right?
Right. I mean, yeah, this is not exactly music drama, but I think, I mean, of course, the music has to be important, has to play an important role for this kind of movie. I think I'm going to watch it in theater, just because of the music, no matter how story, no matter how bad the story is or orchestration is bad. But
I didn't say the story was bad. It was kind of the
everywhere issue, yeah. Messy. Okay, but I'm gonna check it out and share with you guys. All right, thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you.
I'll see you next week.
You just listened to Weekly Premiere. We'll be back with exciting new movie next week. So please come back.